And welcome back in. Bobby Trossett here with you after a 34-20 Chiefs victory over the Ravens as they improved to 3-0. The Ravens fall to 2-1 and drop their first regular season game since September of 2019 when they lost to the Browns 40-25 at home. And we remember what happened then. They ripped off 12 wins and then, unfortunately for Ravens fans, fell short. And an early exit in the playoffs, the Tennessee Titans. Lamar Jackson just met with the media not too long ago and actually compared this loss from a game plan standpoint against the opposition to what Tennessee may have done, hinting to the fact that Kansas City could have kind of drawn from the blueprint that the Titans did a mere 6-plus months ago at home, bouncing the Ravens from the playoffs. All of this got started with Patrick Mahomes, the reigning Super Bowl MVP, doing what he does for a 2-yard touchdown run. Here's how that sounded in the Ravens broadcast booth with Jerry Sandusky.
The Ravens game summary with highlights presented by MedStar Health on the Ravens Game Day Network.
Mark Jackson in the shotgun. Spread it out with four wide receivers. Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff. Tucks and runs. He's got a first down and more. 40. Near side 45. Midfield down the near sideline. Chief 40. And he's finally pushed out of bounds inside the Kansas City 35-yard line by Juan Thornhill. As Lamar Jackson on the read option goes 32 yards for a first down.
That was Lamar Jackson right there, who certainly one of his brighter moments there. 9 carries, 83 yards on the ground. Certainly was not enough and never quite felt like he got in a rhythm in the passing game. 15 of 28 for 97 yards and a touchdown. His counterpart, though, on the other hand, Patrick Mahomes was lighting it up all game long. Here was his first touchdown of the evening that he punched in himself.
Second and goal from the Ravens 4. Mahomes out of the shotgun. Takes the snap, rolls to the right. Now he'll tuck and run, and he will walk in for the touchdown.
He also did it deep in the air, too. Tyreek Hill has emerged as one of his top threats in recent years, and this one went for 32 yards also in the opening quarter.
Off the play fake, Mahomes on first down, has time, slings far sideline, it is complete. Hill has it, spins out of a tackle, dances to the 10, backpedals his way to the 2-yard line, but they'll say he stepped out of bounds at the 4.
And again, Patrick Mahomes continues to light it up, doing something that he typically did throughout his journey to a Super Bowl title last year. He went 31 of 42 in the air, 385 yards, 4 touchdowns, good for a passer rating of 133.5. What about getting his tailback involved? A 5-yard touchdown run in the second quarter to Sherman. Here's how it sounded with Jerry Sandusky.
Takes a snap, rolls to the right, underhand shovel to his fullback who strolls in for the touchdown. Anthony Sherman, voted least likely in his high school class to get the goal line shovel pass and was uncovered and sashays in for 6.
And dare I say, Patrick Mahomes had Jordan-like tendencies going on there tonight in this 34-20 victory over the Ravens, and that was one of them, a little shovel pass to his tailback, and that punched it in. What about a bright spot for the Ravens? It didn't come offensively. It came in special teams.
Butker high short kick. It will be returned by Duvernay, who takes it on the run at the 7. Crosses the 15, 20. Turns to the far side, 25-30. Down the far sideline, 40. He's got room. Midfield and gone. Devin Duvernay down the sideline. He will go all the way. Touchdown, Ravens.
Our play of the game presented by Maryland Lottery. And, of course, our highlights presented by MedStar. That was Jerry Sandusky in the Ravens broadcast booth. Again, if you're just joining us, 34-20 was the final here tonight on Monday Night Football. Lamar Jackson loses his first game in primetime fashion under his belt. He was 4-0 heading into tonight. He's now 4-1 and 21-4 as a regular season starting quarterback since entering the NFL